Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavner. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holloway. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Holloway. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Metzler steals second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball four. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Faber covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate takes first base on ball four. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca races to the bag and beats Watwood for the out. There's the throw to second, and Tavner drops the ball. Tate moves to second. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Faber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holloway for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tavener moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tate strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 0 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Holloway bunts towards the mound. Faber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber fires to first and has Lind trapped. There's the throw to Sissel, who tags Lind for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 1 in the game. Autry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Autry moves to second. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to second for the out. Autry moves to third. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Sissel steals second. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Autry and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to second for the out. Fonseca moves to third. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tate moves to third. Dutch Hoffman pinch hits for John Kerr. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Hunfield now playing second base. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber fires to first and has Sewell trapped. There's the throw to Sissel, who tags Sewell for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Autry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. Faber bunts in front of the plate. Sewell catches it and throws to first to double up Autry. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavener bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tate hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Com scores. Clancy goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.